enthusiastic about the way the season's going.
Yeah, so far it's been good, but we still have at least 5 more weeks, so I don't even like knowing about it until after the season, because you're only as good as your next game, which is the most important. So Kansas City this week, and try to have a good game this week.
When you are kicking as well as you do, though, is it a rhythm thing that keeps going? What is it?
A little bit of everything. You know, I have a ton of confidence in our team with the coverage and the snapper holder and the protection. So that helps me out a lot. And, just getting the rhythm and being confident.
I mean, last year, even through your struggles, you said, I'm still confident. What is the difference? How do you put your finger on it?
I don't know. Just a little bit of everything, you know. It's all relates to one another, from working out to, you know, watching film, and all that carries over. And just little things, you know, that I can't really explain it too much, but, you know, little things have helped me out this year.
So it's not a thing that, you know, once one goes through, you start uprights look different? I mean, nothing like that?
I think one thing that's really helped is we've been kicking with a little skinnier than arena uprights in practice. So then when I go out for the games, I look at the uprights and they look a lot wider. So just a mental thing, too.
Is that the first time you've ever done that? I mean, do other kickers do that type
of thing? I think so. I know in Miami they had them, too, when I was there on practice squad, they had them, but using them out here, I think, has helped a ton.
Have you done that all year?
Yeah, we've done it all year this year.
I think last year you talked about being tired at the end. It helped keep you fresh and also maybe lightening the workload a little?
Yeah, Coach Briefer has kind of held me off a little bit from kicking too many balls, and I feel fresh. And, you know, the workouts and everything, and the cold tubs, all the little things, and it's helped me out this year.
Is your reaction to Jason's getting released yesterday?
I think he's still got some time left to play. He's still really good, and I hope he gets picked up somewhere. You know, he's a great guy, too.
He shows you about the business, and he's been great for so long.
Yeah, it's tough. That's the business side of it. You know, I wish him the best of luck. He's a great guy.
It's tough, isn't it? I mean, a lot of guys, most people don't get to go out on their own terms.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame. I wish it could have been different for him, but we'll see what happens with him in the next little bit. I'm sure someone can use him. He's still, you know, a great kicker in my opinion.
You've been able to do this with different holders, too, as far as your success goes, when you have Chris around with Kyle.
Yeah, well, Mitch is awesome. You know, he's been doing it for 17 years. He's a great holder. He's the best I've ever been around, so it's a bonus, you know.
And it was an adjustment, I mean, it would for the time of breath.
Just the timing, you know, to get used to his different mannerisms and everything, but he's doing a great job.
What makes him the best that you've worked with?
I'm super confident in him, and, you know, when I line up, I don't ever have to think about the hold, which Brett was good, too, but Mitch has been doing it so long, and he's told me, you know, he has a veteran, like, doing it so long, he kicked as well, so he gives me little pointers here and there to kick him, too.
Maggie, you don't remember about Jason. How much has he meant to your success right now? I mean, where you are right now, Jason, I mean, has he helped? You know, I know he helped you when he was here and even when he left.
Yeah, we stay in touch a little bit, you know. I haven't talked to him in about a month or two, but he's just a great guy, you know. I've kept up, you know. I look at what he's doing, and I'm sure he looks at what I'm doing. And, you know, just knowing that coming behind him, I want to do awesome, just not to try to fill his shoes or anything, but just coming after a guy like that, you want to do really well.
Matt, thank you.
Okay.